It's Jack McConnell on Saturday the 25th of October. Well, my reaction is twofold. First of all, Joanne, I think, can leave the position with her head held high. She has performed well in difficult debates with Alex Salmond in the Scottish Parliament chamber over the last 3 years. And she's clearly at the end of her time now, taking a principled stand about the future of the Scottish Labour Party. But secondly, and I think probably for the future more importantly, I think this is an outrageous situation, that she clearly has felt that her authority was undermined, that people were working around her and behind her back, and that is a situation that cannot be tolerated for any future leader. So the position, the authority of the Scottish Labour leader, which we thought was resolved 3 years ago, needs to be resolved before any new person is elected to the post. Well, and none of us, I think, yet can be sure of exactly all of the details of what has happened here. And I think that the problems the party has faced, not just over the last 3 years, but perhaps over the last 7 years in opposition, are the responsibility of quite a wide range of people. And I think the referendum campaign and the difficulties with the referendum campaign were the responsibility, again, of quite a wide range of people. But the resolution of all those difficulties and setting out the future vision of the party in Scotland ultimately has to be the responsibility of the leader of the party in Scotland. And I'm afraid that is clearly that clearly was not being allowed to happen. And therefore, she has decided to go, but now we must decide to resolve this issue once and for all. Well, my understanding was 3 years ago that it was resolved. One of the reasons that I have stayed out of the debate until a week ago about the future direction of the party was I wanted to give Joanne, given that she was the first person to be given the full authority as Scottish Labour Party leader, to give her the position that she deserved, the respect that she deserved, to take this forward. And ultimately, if she decided she wasn't the right person, that would be up to her. But initially, she had that responsibility and that right. It is clear that others have not allowed that to happen. And I think that, therefore, we, the party membership in Scotland, and those of us in prominent public positions, need to stand up and be counted here and say that this situation will not be tolerated again. And the leader of the Scottish Labour Party has to be the leader of the Scottish Labour Party. Well, it appears that Ed Miliband and those around him have completely undermined the authority of Joanne, perhaps in the past, but certainly in the past fortnight. And I'm afraid that is a situation that cannot be tolerated by the party membership and by those of us in positions of responsibility, either from the past or the present, in Scottish Labour. And it is a situation that now requires to be resolved before, in advance of, any new person being elected to the post. Well, I think there's a wide range of talented people, both people who are already in very prominent public positions and people coming through. I also think leadership campaigns, as they once did for me, can throw up people during a leadership election who suddenly become perhaps more prominent and show more of their potential than they had in the past. So I think we can have a very healthy election for a new leader. But in advance of that, we must resolve the position of that new leader. Otherwise, the post itself will run into exactly the same difficulties as it's run into in the past.